Okay, we are here with singer-songwriter Kayla Adams. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
All right. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me. I was grew up in Montana and always sang, was really into music. So as I got a little bit older into high school, I thought, well, I guess if this is what I want to do, I should do it. So so I started touring on my own and eventually landed here in Nashville. I've been here almost 2 years. So we're kind of just getting started on the, you know, the national scale of music.
Okay. What projects are you currently working on right now?
Well, we just finished up my second single, and it's about to be released to radio.
Okay.
And we're still working on my debut album, and that's slated to come out this fall.
Okay.
Yeah.
How would you best describe your style of music?
Well, I definitely have a little bit of that 90s country feel. That's what I grew up on.
Right.
So that's what I'm kind of, you know, most influenced by. And that's heard a little bit more in my slower songs, I think. And then the faster songs, I definitely lean a bit more toward a little bit of rock influence as opposed to pop. So definitely, yeah, more of a modern, you know, take on the 90s country.
Okay. Let's see. What's the ultimate goal you hope to achieve musically? What's something that you've always dreamed of happening?
Well, I mean, all of the dreams. I mean, there's, you know, obviously you dream about all of the big things and the awards and the shows, but really my main goal with music has always been just to be able to play music full time and to not have to have a day job. And
right.
So just to be able to pay the bills. And honestly, I'm already doing that. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. So, you know, in a way, I'm kind of already there in a way, you know.
Yeah.
I'm at least doing what I love, and whatever scale that continues to be on, I'm already happy.
Okay. What has been the biggest wow moment of your career so far?
I am sure. Definitely walking the red carpet at the ACMs. That was my first red carpet. And just, you know, being right in the midst of all of these people, looking around and seeing all these stars, it was like, whoa.
Yeah, it must be pretty cool to experience.
Yeah.
All right. Outside of music, what is something that you're really passionate about?
Well, my dog and anything that's pink and sparkly. Also, I love cars.
Okay.
I mean, and I love the outdoors. Like, in Montana, you know, I was always snowboarding, wakeboarding, and out on the lake, and those are things I still love, but I don't get to do as much anymore.
Right. Yeah. It's so beautiful out there, I bet you.
It is. Oh my gosh, it's so gorgeous, and all my friends are now starting to post pictures of being at the lake, and it's summer, and it's been warm up there, and I'm so jealous.
Okay. What is the number one item on your bucket list outside of music?
Probably going to Italy. When I was in high school, I studied Italian opera, and I've just always wanted to go, partially for that, partially because of the food. And I did make it to Europe once, but didn't get into Italy. So, yeah, I really want to go. And my cousin actually married someone who was French, and they have a restaurant in France. So I want to go over there, see them, go to Italy. So that's, yeah.
Take a tour over there and play some music too.
I know, right? Mix it all together. It'd be great.
Yeah. Okay. What's your favorite charity to support?
Well, I sort of have two. One being the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, because that's who Branch and Dean, another act on my label, they're really closely involved with them.
Yep.
And there's also
speaking to them.
Oh, good. Yes.
Yep.
So there's I'll be on that tour with them. So you know, that's one that I have grown close to just through Branch and with them, you know, being celebrity ambassadors.
Mm-hmm.
And then but the one that, you know, I kind of brought to the table is the Shriners, because my little brother was actually born with club feet.
Okay.
And his feet were, like, completely the wrong way. And so he's been going there ever since he was a baby. And my parents, like, recently lost their insurance, and because they were both self-employed. And when all the insurance stuff changed, you know, it got complicated. And so, you know, they took care of them through all of that. And it's just, it's been really cool, you know, what they've done for us.
Okay. What would you say are your biggest strengths and weaknesses as an artist?
I think one of my strengths is that I work hard, and when I set my mind to something, I just don't give up on it. Like, I don't feel like I was necessarily born with, like, this incredible voice. You know, you won't see a video of me singing at 10 and be like, oh my gosh, she was so amazing. Like, but it's just something that I loved, and so I just kept working at it, and I just kind of refused to give up on the things that I want. And then probably one of the things that I've been most excited to work on is songwriting, because I've never, before I moved to Nashville, I had never co-written with anyone. You know, it's just not, it's not something that people do outside of Nashville much. So, so it's been really cool to like get in and to get with some good writers and, you know, figure out how all of that works. It's been awesome.
Yeah. What advice would you give to an aspiring artist trying to make it in the music business?
This is one of the questions that I always kind of have to give a different answer to, because I didn't just pack up and move to Nashville. I actually stayed kind of where I was from, toured out of there, made some money, gained some experience, and then moved to Nashville when I felt that I was ready. So, you know, most people say you got to be in Nashville, which I think in some ways you do, but I would definitely kind of recommend getting your feet wet where you are already and learning some things, and that way you'll be a lot more prepared when you do come to town, because, you know, there's a lot of people here trying to do it. A lot of competition. Yeah. And the other thing is, like, you can get discouraged, I think, you know, being around people that have had more experience, and it just makes you feel like, oh, I could never be there. But you can. Yeah, it is intimidating. So I think, you know, putting yourself in a place where it's a little bit easier to succeed, to start, so you can learn a little bit, is a really good tip.
Okay. And then lastly, if there's anything else you'd like for our readers to know about you or your music, just floor, open floor.
Awesome.
Closing arguments.
Closing arguments, please. well, definitely, you know, get a hold of me on Twitter or Facebook, Instagram. If you search Kayla Adams, you know, you'll find me. My website is Kayla Adams Music. And, yeah, just thank you guys so much. And I have a music video out, too, for Sober and Sorry. So you can check that out on YouTube or CMT.com or wherever. So.
I believe it's also on our website as well.
Good. Awesome. Yay.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.